Waiting in line. It's not quite 7 in the morning, and at 7 the Smith's Grocery opens for senior citizens, those over 60. We in this line aren't asked for our IDs. Gray hair seems to be good enough to get us into the store at 7. A store employee tells us that carts have been wiped down and sterilized, and the most customers they can let in the store at one time is 150. Some people in line now wear masks, some check their cell phones, some talk. Most shiver as the sun is barely coming up. Waiting in line is something we all do. But waiting at the grocery at 7 in the morning, standing 6 feet apart, wearing masks, watching the economy melt down, is a new experience. We read about riots across the world as people fight against government-instituted shutdowns of jobs, livelihoods, businesses. We hear about long lines to buy food, rationing, and lack of food to buy on the shelves. Something you can already see inside this store. It will seemingly get more ugly, but this morning everyone is patient. Ordinary people will go along with the party line for a while. When they are pushed too far, however, see their freedoms taken, see their country as they knew it stolen before their eyes, then ordinary people won't be so nice. When the herd stampedes, fences are broken down, people get killed, and you best stand out of the way. Often, cures kill you quicker than the disease.